44 minutes after the hour, America. It's Hugh Hewitt, joined by Chuck Todd, White House correspondent for NBC News, also the host of The Rundown. Chuck, I had to get up at 4 a.m. this morning to catch the 6:30 JetBlue back to the West Coast, and I was going to nap, but first morning Joe was great, and then The Rundown was great. You had Crystal followed by Brat, followed by George Allen. Tremendously yeah. interesting inside baseball stuff. So my hat is off to you on just great programming. And thank you for sticking around. You got to be a little bit tired tonight. But
I am. A little adrenaline. You know, it's just a good story, man.
It's a great story. Now, here's the part I want to focus in on with you. Immigration. I think you were honing in on this, and Joe kept pushing back that, look, Lindsey Graham won. And I kept thinking to myself, Neil Kashkari beat Tim Donnelly in California, who was a Minuteman guy. I think Mark Levin won this race by going down there and pushing an agenda that, although there was part of an immigration in there, Mark is very much a reform maximalist. You know, he's got the book, right. The Liberty Amendments out there. Do you think immigration's getting too much play?
Look, I know this back and forth, and I know this debate. I don't think it is. I think, frankly, we've been underplaying immigration as a hot issue inside these Republican primaries. I've been watching it left and right, and I don't mean that ideologically, just all over the country, and more than health care, more than the debt, this election cycle, it feels back to 2007 for me. I feel like I'm having a flashback to that. This election cycle, it feels like immigration is what's animating the conservative base, and it is what is the great dividing line between the establishment, Wall Street wing of the party, the business wing of the party, and the populist wing of the party. And that ultimately it is the most, and I thought Dave Brat hit it on the nose in the interview I had with him when he said, you know, it's the biggest differentiator. He didn't want to say it was the only issue, but then he acknowledged it's the biggest differentiator. And when you look at this populist versus business wing split in the party, and that's really what's going on here, that is the most, it's the easiest issue to show the example.
Okay, now Kashkari got 19% of the vote, and Donnelly got 15%. Donnelly is a Minuteman guy.
I just think to use California, I don't know.
All right, then you can use Lindsey Graham or you can use McConnell. But here's where I actually think I think the party is 70% believe in regularization, not citizenship. 70% believe in a big, long, strong border, and 70%. Believe that everyone else can stay who's not a criminal or a near criminal and we'll figure it out. Now, I actually don't think a big bill will be done, but when Javier Becerra comes on, the Democrats don't want a bill, Chuck. Do you know, they love this issue.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I completely agree. I think, I do think Obama wants a bill because he wants a legacy. All right, he wants to sign something, he wants the accomplishment. Do I believe, a Democratic strategist, I think they're licking their chops. I think they see this as, you know, their way of keeping a polarizing issue in front and center that helps them with the changing demographics in this country. I mean, you look at what the Hispanic vote has done to the California Republican Party. It's decimated it.
Yep, decimated. And that's why.
And they see this vision happening. And so I agree with you on the totally transactional political front. I agree.
Yeah, my pal Dennis Prager says clarity is to be preferred over agreement, and the Republicans have refused to be clear. And when they do, things will get easier. Let's go inside baseball. I just did this with Joe Scarborough. It's going to be Hensarling and or Sessions versus McCarthy. The two Texans won't run. They'll figure it out. Who do you think wins Hensarling versus McCarthy?
I don't think. Well, I'll be surprised if it's not Hensarling. I think Hensarling has the credibility with rank and file conservatives. Look, I spent a lot of time in the Hill today just talking to the rank and file conservatives, you know, the folks that came in 10, you know, clearly not establishment types. You know, some people will say, oh, they're Tea Party types, whatever you want to, but the sort of the more rank and file principled conservatives, and all of them feel as if McCarthy is more of the same and that Hensarling is more grounded, that he's not one of those, you know, the leadership gets accused of being Republicans that sort of say the right things to conservatives, but then, you know, go tell us people in the mainstream, well, you know what I really mean is this, I have to say X, right? And I think McCarthy's been tagged with that, fair or unfair, and that's why I think Hensarling probably has the upper hand.
You're the first guy I've heard to make that prediction. I think you're right, by the way. Joe said if he were a member, he would vote for Hensling, but didn't make a prediction. I've got some other predictions that say McCarthy is the front runner. I think you're absolutely right, Chuck Todd, and here's why. And I'll ask you, who do you think is genuinely more conservative, Hensling or McCarthy?
Hensling.
Who do you think is a better communicator, both in enthusiasm and availability, really loves doing it?
That's an interesting thing. I probably would lean McCarthy, and I think McCarthy has the personal relationships. That's why you can't. I wouldn't be comfortable laying a lot of money against him, even though I feel like principally and ideologically the conference. And frankly, if I were Boehner and I knew I was going to stay there a while, I'd almost prefer Hensling there than McCarthy.
Let me give you a little fun fact. Kevin's done this show once in 4 years. Jeb comes on quarterly. Cantor,
you need to know. I mean, you know, look, you're talking to a lot of the.
I talk to the base.
Opinion leaders.
Yeah,
the base.
I talk to the base, and McCarthy doesn't like to do it. Cantor never showed up in the last 4 years. Boehner's never been on in 4 years. Not, I mean, they come on with John Campbell when he guest hosts. How about in terms of policy wonk? Policy wonk smarts. Hensling or McCarthy? Who's got the better hedge?
I'd go with Hensling. He really is in the weeds on this stuff, particularly on budget issues, and I think it really animates him. He gets really into it. You know what's funny is on policy stuff, I've heard this from Democrats who, you know, will completely ideologically disagree with Hensling, but they always say it's a very substantive disagreement.
Let me ask you about this. This matters a lot to me. On defense, who's the bigger, better hawk, Hensling or McCarthy?
I'm not going to be able to have a good sense to give you which way it is. My sense is that both are probably pretty equivalent on that front because both states rely on a lot of federal government military defense contracts, so they can't be making those folks mad.
Toughest question of all, objectively, Chuck Todd, not whether or not it's going to happen. Would the GOP be better off if John Boehner announced right now that he wasn't running again and that, in effect, this new majority leader is going to be in the inside poll position, in fact, with a head start for Speaker?
I don't know if that's good to have that fight before you know which party controls the Senate. I mean, I think realistically you don't want to have that fight yet. Look, I talked to a bunch of conservatives, one who went on the record, Tim Huell's camp of Kansas, who said, look, Cantor's the first one gone. We need a whole change. He wants a whole change.
But that's not a surprise. Hey, Chuck, hold on for me if you can for 3 more minutes. I want to hear about that Huell's camp thing. Chuck Todd from The Rundown, NBC's White House correspondent. Terrific show this morning. I'm going to have to take red-eyes more and more, morning dawn flights more and more. Stay tuned, America. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt coming up next hour. Ohio Senator Rob Portman, Ron Fournier joins us. Fred Barnes around in hour three with Garrity, David Drucker of The Washington Examiner. But a couple more minutes with Chuck Todd of NBC's White House correspondent, host of The Rundown. Terrific edition of it this morning, which I watched flying over the vast country that we all live in. Chuck Todd, in 8 years ago when Shadegg and Boehner squared off, they both came on the show for an hour, took questions, sort of surrogate for the public, no ambush, just straightforward. I put out an open invitation to the five names, not the, you know, Sessions, Hensling, and McCarthy, as well as Scalise and Roskam, who are in the mix for leader. And I said, come on, spend an hour. Joe said, Morning Joe's trying to get them up as well. Do you think that they should do this sort of thing? I do, but I got back one already saying, nah, the members too busy. It's only a week. We got to talk to members. Do you think they ought to find time to talk to the public?
Well, it's interesting. I think if they want to be successful at being leader, they should do it. I know that they're getting a lot of pressure. Boehner and McCarthy in particular are panicked at the idea of a drawn-out, very public leadership fight, especially, you know, you brought up Shadegg Boehner. You know, now we have a much more advanced social media. Now you have a much more advanced conservative media, you know, just more dynamic, more diverse, and all over the place. I think they're concerned of these leadership fights getting too public and too much dirty laundry being aired. So I understand sort of the cautiousness. But I have to say, if you want to be able to lead beyond the next 6 months, I think you want to be able to give some assurances to the public.
That is exactly right. I'm very concerned that Kevin would want to keep this a closed process. Is that fair? Does he want it closed?
Yeah, I think, if I were, I'm just going to be a strategist, right? The shorter the process is, and the more closed it is, advantage to somebody who's already in leadership.
But are they urging people?
Think about any election. That's always the case with an incumbent, and he's basically the de facto incumbent here. And by the way, Eric Cantor wholeheartedly endorsed him.
I saw that.
I think it's a kiss of death.
Yeah.
I think that was a kiss of death.
You think Cantor's endorsement was a kiss of death? Why?
I do, because I think, I can't tell you, there is this sense of, okay, this is, we got to listen to the base here. They want some change. You know, look, I happen to believe immigration's part of this, but there is this aspect of leadership's out of touch.
True.
Establishment's out of touch. So,
okay, quick exit, inside baseball. If Hensarling beats McCarthy, can McCarthy hang on as whip, or do they have to go get a new whip?
No, I think they have to get a new whip. I'm surprised he's doing this.
And if there is a new whip, is it going to be Scalise or Roskam?
Well, I think that, you know, my gut would say that it ends up being Roskam if Hensarling wins. But if Scalise has a better shot, if McCarthy wins.
We agree exactly.
Two conservatives or two, you know, it'll be one established one.
I agree exactly. Chuck Todd, great pleasure. Great show today. Thanks for staying up late and spending time with us. Don't go anywhere, America. Rob Portman joins me next on The Hugh Hewitt Show.